And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making all the headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. On the 20th of October 1973, President Richard Nixon decided he wanted to fire the independent special prosecutor into the Watergate scandal, Archibald Cox. This was while Archibald Cox was in the process of trying to get his hands on the taped conversations recorded in the Oval Office, which proved to be the smoking gun tying the president to the Watergate burglary. Now, Nixon ordered his Attorney General to fire Archibald Cox because that's how it works. The Attorney General refused and resigned in protest. Nixon then ordered the Deputy Attorney General to fire Archibald Cox. He also refused and resigned in protest. Eventually, the president managed to get the Solicitor General, Robert Bork, to fire Archibald Cox. Those events, all on one night, are now referred to in Washington as the Saturday Night Massacre. Today, as Bruce Fine mentioned before the news, a lot of people are wondering how that would play out if President Trump decided to fire the independent special prosecutor into the Russia scandal, Robert Mueller. That's because, according to Chris Ruddy, who is a friend of Donald Trump, who visited him at the White House yesterday, the president is weighing his options.
I think he's considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. I think he's weighing that option. I think it's pretty clear by what one of his lawyers said on television recently. I personally think it would be a very significant mistake.
Chris Ruddy on PBS yesterday.
You have to ask why Chris Ruddy went public with that.
I'm not really sure about that.
Anyway.
That's not the view that it would be a bad idea is not the view that another of the president's friends is taking, Fox News host Sean Hannity, who spent last night attacking James Comey and Robert Mueller.
Now, tonight we're going to expose his relationship to the special counsel that he wanted so desperately that he leaked to the New York Times, and that is Robert Mueller. And we'll explain why this investigation is nothing more than a witch hunt that is aimed to take down the president of the United States.
Now, there's no indication, as far as I can see, from the president himself that he's considering firing Mueller, apart from that statement from Chris Ruddy. But given that he has already fired one investigator, James Comey, this chatter has spooked Washington, and they're starting to try and figure out how the Saturday Night Massacre might play out if it happened today. Step one, of course, would be Attorney General Jeff Sessions, but as Bruce Fine mentioned earlier, he's theoretically recused himself from anything to do with the Russia probe. The Senate asked Jeff Sessions what he thought of Robert Mueller this morning.
Will you commit to this committee not to take any personal actions that might result in Director Mueller's firing or dismissal?
Well, I think I probably could say that with confidence because I'm recused from the investigation. I wouldn't think that would be appropriate for me to do.
Yes, sir, I agree.
So it sounds like step one is out of the question. Step two would be the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who appeared before a different congressional committee overnight.
If President Trump ordered you to fire the special counsel, what would you do?
Well, Senator, I'm not going to follow any orders unless I believe those are lawful and appropriate orders. Under the regulation, Special Counsel Mueller may be fired only for good cause, and I am required to put that cause in writing. And so that's what I would do. If there were a good cause, I would consider it. If there were not good cause, it wouldn't matter to me what anybody says.
That's not a categorical no, but it's also certainly not a yes. But as I say, Fran, there's no proof the president is intending to fire the special prosecutor. But if he tries, he might find it difficult. All of this is happening in the middle of the Jeff Sessions hearing, which is still underway as we go to Where in the East. I'll have a full wrap of that hearing for you after 8:30.
Can't wait for that. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.